Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Somebody say, Jesus is coming back again. Living ready, saints, living ready. And you know, what really struck me is, as I went to Wentworth that morning and I preached that same message there, suddenly the Holy Ghost just started convicting me and showing me how when Jesus comes, only 50%, statistically speaking, scripturally, statistically speaking, only 50% of the church is ready. The Bible says two will be in the field, one's taken. Two will be on bed, one's taken. Two will be grinding corn, one will be taken. Statistically, that's how serious it is. And I said, Jesus, I don't want anybody in my church to be the ones. I want our church to be the 100%ers. Amen. Us who is ready to meet the Lord, us who is living, saints, be ready for Jesus. What's the use if after finding Jesus, you miss him? You know, Paul says, I buffet my body daily. I keep myself disciplined. Because if you don't, if you allow this world to get to you, if you allow the things of the world to start drawing you, you will find yourself anchored. Amen. I want to be free. Hallelujah. I want to use money. I don't want money to use me. I don't want money to control me. Amen. I want to be a witness for the Lord. I don't want to live where the world tells me I want to live. I want to live for Jesus. Amen. And the scripture that God's been laying on my heart is the bride has made herself ready. We are living in the end times of the bride making herself ready for the Lord's return. And when God sent us to the bluff, it said we can come and establish the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and be ready for him. Come on, saints, there's hundreds, there's thousands out there that do not know Jesus, that do not know his salvation, that have not been set free. And all they're looking for is somebody to show them Jesus. Amen. How many of you, before you were saved, you were running from Jesus? If somebody tells you about Jesus, you ran. Amen. You made sure you're nowhere near. But thank God the day came where he touched your heart. And he saved you. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming, saints. And we, the church, are making ourselves ready. Listen, the last thing we must do is start playing church. The last thing we must do is start having church to be some religious thing that we do on Sundays. Oh, the pastor should be lucky that I come on a Sunday. You know, it's like you're coming for him and they've got a job to do. I heard somebody criticizing the church. They. I said, so who are you? Amen. If you're criticizing the church, you're putting yourself outside. But think of it, statistically speaking, 50% of the church will be taken. And you know what the dividing line of the 50% is? You know which 50 will be taken and which 50 will be left behind? According to the parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, the ones who have their lamps filled with oil, the Holy Ghost church will be taken. Hallelujah. The ones filled with the Spirit, led of the Spirit. Because as many as are led of the Spirit are sons of God. If you start losing the anointing, you start losing the unction of the Holy Ghost. You start lagging behind in the fire. You start not drinking of the Spirit and living in the Spirit and exercising the gifts of the Spirit. You are busy backsliding. You are busy getting yourselves out of the oil. And listen, all of us can lose the oil. Hello? You want to know how easy it is? All you have to do is stop praying. It happens naturally. Or stop reading your Bible. Or stop being amongst the saints. You know what happens with people when they don't want to be in the fire, when they start losing that zeal? I said it last week. I said the first thing you lose is worship. There's no more progressive revelation of God. God becomes old. It becomes, I've heard that before. There's nothing new there for me. The oil is missing, friend. The glory is missing. Let me tell you, God is greater, mightier, more wise, more wonderful than you could ever experience in a lifetime. Hallelujah. And we need to stay on fire for this living God. Hallelujah. To be witnessed continuously. Hallelujah. Amen. Not worry when people think bad about you. Not worry if people are going to fight. I've come to the place where I get glad when I've witnessed to somebody. And if they didn't get saved, at least they got cross. I'm serious. Because the last thing that we, the church, must do is have a neutral effect on people. Amen. When I walk away, it's not about how great Johnny is. Oh, he's a great guy. You know, it's not about that. I told my wife just this week, I witnessed to somebody. He got very angry with me. Extremely angry. In fact, he said, I'm walking away now. Amen. And I don't want to make him angry, but I want to make him think. Because guess what? At least now he's thinking about me. He's thinking, oh, Johnny, next time I'm going to say this. Next time, that means he has to think about what I said. Amen. I said, amen. Amen. You know, this waterless gospel is powerless. Oh, Jesus loves you just like you are. He wants to save you from who you are. He wants to deliver you from who you are. The blood of Jesus is the price he paid. And let me tell you, the church, he's coming back for a glorious church. A church without spot, a church without blemish. Saints live free, live ready. Hallelujah. Greatest fear is that he comes and I'm not ready. I'm caught. I'm the one that's not ready. Paul says, I buffet my body daily. I live in discipline for the Lord. Amen. And listen, they'll come up with all kinds of false doctrines to try and lull people into a false sense of security. Once saved, always saved. The Bible is very clear, you can lose your salvation. Amen. Or they say, oh, it's the grace, don't worry. Do you know that they teach that you don't even need to repent anymore? Because once you repent, past, present, and future, all forgiven. Once saved, always saved. Well, if that's the case, then what's the whole point of this whole thing? But we're the redeemed of the Lord. So I want to read a scripture for you, and I want to say to you today, my title for today is The Bride Has Made Herself Ready. We are the ready bride. So, according to the book of Revelation, the church, the saved church, the ones that are going to be raptured are all Indians. The bride has made herself ready. Hey, check the readies. Ready is an Indian surname, you see. Amen. Oh, so next time I'm coming with Indian dress because I want to be ready. That just came to me. It's a great revelation, isn't it? Are you in Revelation 19:6? 19 verse 6, and I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, as the sound of many waters, and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. And then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God. The trumpet will sound, and we who are alive and remain will be caught up to be with the darling of our hearts. And we will see him in all his glory and all his splendor. And when he comes, you know, he's coming for a church that loves him. He's coming for a church that's looking. The Bible says for those who are looking for his appearance. And as I was meditating on this, the Lord reminded me of that scripture. He says, the Spirit and the bride says, come. And then the bride says, amen, come. In other words, we agree. It's time that you come, Lord. Amen. How many of you agree? It's time that he comes. Hallelujah. And, you know, we must be ready for him. Who's he coming for? He's coming for a glorious bride. Who's this glorious bride? It's a bride washed in the blood of Jesus. It's a bride cleansed from all unrighteousness. It's a bride holy and pure, chaste, set apart for her Lord. Hallelujah. It's a bride that's ready. I tell you what kind of a church it is. It's a Holy Ghost church. It's a church of the redeemed of the Lord. It's a church that knows the Spirit of God, that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwelling in and quickening us in our innermost being. It's a church that's looking for his appearance. Hallelujah. A church filled with revelation and truth. Amen. And I want to say this. It's a church that is ready through discipleship. It's a discipling church. The end time church is a true discipling church. It's a church where we all care for one another, love one another. See, church is not something we come to. Church is something we are. It's a lifestyle I live. Every day I'm the church. Every day I'm looking out. Like a mother would have a young baby, and every day she's looking out for that baby, looking out for that baby. We are the body of Christ. It's the bride of Christ that has made herself ready. She lacks no good thing. Amen. The presence of God is in her. And I want to say this. It's a discipling church. It's a church that cares about others around them. By no ways is it a perfect church, fully mature in every way, because every day people are being saved. If it's a completely mature church, then people must not get saved for a while so we all can get to perfection and maturity. It's a whole church. It's a church where we care for and love one another. We're here to be the church. We're here on the bluff to show the glory of God, to shine with the glory of God, to make the body of Christ real to the world, to be a true expression of the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. And I encourage each and every one of you. Everybody should be involved. The Bible says the church is the body of Christ. Amen. One is the head, one is the foot, one is the ear, one is the toe. If all that, we all got different senses, different functions, different anointings. I want to say this. The anointed church is an involved church. The Holy Ghost anoints you for service. When the Holy Ghost anoints you, people start receiving from you. The oil starts pouring from you. Amen. We're a church dripping with oil. Hallelujah. Everywhere you walk, there's oily footsteps. Your hands are dripping with oil. Your voice is dripping with oil because you're a Holy Ghost church. Hallelujah. And we're touching and blessing. If the oil doesn't flow, it stops. The oil has to flow. The oil has to flow. Hallelujah. And it's a church, let me tell you, it's a church that is giving from what they have. It's a wise church. Amen. We're not the foolish ones. Where Jesus spoke about the person with 1, 2, and 5 talents. No, we're the ones that are doing with what we have. We are touching with what we have. Amen. And so we're a church that's touching, blessing. We're a discipling church. That means from the least to the greatest of us, we're involved with each other. We're encouraging one another, exhorting one another. Those that are mature, yeah, if you've been saved more than a year, you should be involved already. You should be touching the new converts. You should be leading them. Amen. Visiting new people that come and join the church. Amen. Going out, touching homes. I was just this week touched because a lady sent me a message by SMS. She loves the church. She got saved. But now she's become old and she can't walk anymore. And she's missing church. I said, Jesus, after serving you my whole life, can I be too old to come to church? And I miss church. No, it shouldn't be so. Church is in the home. Amen. We're loving each other, blessing one another, ministering to one another. And saints, all of us, that's why we are launching this whole touch ministry now. And people, when they come to walk in his footsteps, immediately we're putting people in there to be a leader to them. And I'm saying to all the saints that are here, come get involved. We're about to launch our ministry book. And in the ministry book is 12 lessons, 12 different teachings for a new convert, and another 12 teachings of the teachings of Jesus. Hallelujah. And some insights and all that. I want to encourage you, when I launch that book, it should be in about 2 weeks' time, you need to get one of those. You need to get involved. Listen, if the only church you come to is Sunday, you're in such danger, the oil is not flowing, saints. Amen. Come on, tell your neighbor, the oil must flow. Let your hands drip with oil. Let your footsteps drip with oil. Let's be the alive church. Amen. When God sent me to the Bluff and said, Johnny, I want you to go establish the Bluff. You know that God gave Pastor Fred the dream. I said, Lord, I'm going there, but I don't want a religious church. The last thing I want to do is play church. We're going to play church and let's just shut the doors and we go play church somewhere else. Amen. Let them run around, be the referees. Let them run around and set the lines and worry about the money and, you know, and... Yeah, we just go play. I'm not here to play. I'm the church of the living God. The church has made herself ready. That means each one of us are doing the work of the ministry. Amen. We're living it. Listen, it's not easy. You get saved, everything doesn't, all your problems don't disappear. Amen. If anything, they get heightened. They get... You know, I've seen even couples, they struggle in their marriage. And they've been struggling in their marriage for 20 years. The moment they come for counseling, things start getting better. Oh, no, now they want to get divorced. Because now they can see what's wrong. And it seems like a mountain. But let me tell you, the anointing of God is on you and I. He doesn't use perfect people. He uses available people. He uses people. And you've got much more than you think you have. Amen. There's an anointing on you. And we're going to visit people in their homes. This is going to be a visiting church, a discipling church, a loving church. This is going to be the church who's made herself ready. Hallelujah. And guess what? We're gonna touch the whole South District until everybody is a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Walking in His love. Walking in His wisdom. Amen. Walking in His truths. Blessing one another. Hallelujah. God raising us. The church has made herself ready. And Jesus is looking for His church. He loves His church. He's coming for His church. Amen. The Song of Solomon says, who is this that rises like the sun, as fair as the moon? Hallelujah. It's the church, the bride of the living God. Hallelujah. And we're ready for His return, saints. We're ready for Jesus. I bless every one of you in the name of Jesus. I anoint every one of you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're all going to be ready when He comes. Amen. We're all going to be ready every day. And some of us will be taken before the time comes. It will happen. But listen, we're going to live ready. We're going to touch people with the gospel of God. We are now launching a new initiative in the flea market, where we're going to hire a stable, our own. We're hiring the table. It's already been set. In fact, we're hiring two, a double plot. And every Saturday, we're going to be right there in the middle of them. Amen. We're going to do puppet shows, and we're going to do stories. We're going to do HIV, anything. And when they come, we catch them. Amen. And you know what idea I had last night when I was praying about that? You know what we're going to do when we're ready? We're going to plan a public baptism there. And for 1 month, we're not going to baptize after service. We're going to plan a big public baptism right there in the middle of them. Hallelujah. And bring them to the Lord. Hallelujah. We have a message. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And I said, Lord, we're not going to be statistically speaking 50% there. I'm not a 50-50. Amen. I'm ready. Can you see my Indian clothing? Tell your neighbor, you look ready. You look ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's coming for this glorious, beautiful, victorious, wonderful church of the living God. It's a church that God's given Pastor Fred the vision for. Meeting in congregations, celebrations in life groups and homes. Meeting together, touching lives. And the other day someone said, but nowadays people don't have big homes anymore. You don't have to have a big home. The home's as big as two people. One person go and visit where two are gathered, there is in the midst of it. Hallelujah. You don't have to have a home that can seat 20 people. Amen. You just need to have a home that's open. Hallelujah. Amen. Where you can come and invade that territory and bring Jesus to them. We are the bride of Christ. Somebody say hallelujah. The church has made herself ready. Glory to God. And I bless each and every one of you. That's why we have School of the Spirit. That's why we have all the ministries that's in this house, so that we can all be involved. Tell your neighbor, let the oil flow. I want to leave this with you. The 50-50 dividing line is the oil of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now, thank God for the oil. I thank God for the anointing. That's the mark on this house. This house is a house with the oil of the Holy Ghost, with the anointing. That's why you're here, because you love the Holy Ghost. You love the oil. And today, I bless you in the name of Jesus. And I release the oil to flow from your ministry, to flow from your heart, in your home, in your lounge, wherever you are. You will speak and the glory will flow. The oil will flow. Lives will be touched. Lives will be changed. And the church will make herself ready. And the blessings of God will be released through your life. Father, I bless each and every one. I thank for the anointing of your Spirit on us. And we, the bride, have made ourselves ready for you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I bless you, Lord, for each and every one will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And your glory will flow and our homes will be filled with the anointing of your Spirit. I bless each and every one of you. Some of you are here today and your husband's not saved. I want you to go home, take some oil and go anoint his pillow. Hallelujah. Just go anoint that pillow. There's a testimony of this one lady. She went and anointed her husband's pillow. And that night he didn't want to sleep on that pillow. He refused. Amen. He slept in the bedroom next door. And he didn't know she'd anointed it with oil. The next night, she anointed that one with oil as well. Hallelujah. Come on, saints, it's the Holy Ghost being poured out. And today the Spirit of God is moving on you with wonder, with revelation. The greatest gifts we can have is the gifts of the Spirit. Spirit of wisdom, the spirit of counsel, spirit of the knowledge of the fear of the Lord, the anointing of God with signs and wonders and miracles, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, the gifts of faith, the gifts of the Spirit, the precious anointing of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Spirit of God. We are the church marked by the oil and the anointing. I thank you for your blessing on each and every one in Jesus.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.